My name is Dan Globus. I'm the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor of Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation classes and programs to corporations. I've been teaching in the corporate world now for about 12 years, teaching generally for about 17 years. I'm a certified mindfulness meditation teacher, but I got my start through a working and being accepted by an ordained Tibetan Buddhist monk as his student, and ultimately he made me a teacher. So the genesis of my teaching comes from Tibetan Buddhist meditation, Vipassana, and mindfulness. And I have a practice that goes back over 5 decades ago. I was telling this to another group yesterday. I did my very first meditation, first one I ever did, was 60 years ago, almost to the day. So I'm very proud to say that. But I haven't kept it up all this time. But here I am now, a teacher, and I'm very grateful to do this, and I'm very grateful that you guys are here. And I'm going to do a little bit of deep breathing exercises with you guys, and then we'll go right into the meditation. If anyone trickles in, they can just jump into this. It's very easy. They don't need a reservation. Just jump on in. So the first thing you want to do is just please silence your phones unless your phones are being used for the session, and actually turn them over. And as we're going to be doing a little bit of deep breathing, and sometimes people get very conscious of how they appear, please feel free to turn your cameras off. The breathing techniques I'm going to teach you right now are first and foremost intended to help you during times of stress, times of anxiety, times of any kind of difficulties that you're facing. And in addition to helping you from a psychological, emotional, even a spiritual point of view, it has a benefit that it helps you physically to actually increase your ability to pull in more oxygen, to hold your breath longer, to retain oxygen longer, and to better acclimate to areas, to times when you need more oxygen. And it's very simple to do. And you can, if you want to, keep your eyes open right now. You can watch me or you can close them. You just really need to listen to the instructions. We're going to take in a very deep in breath through the nostrils. It's important that you do this through your nostrils if you can. Now, the funny thing about breathing in is that we think that when we breathe in, when we stop, that that's it. We've brought in as much oxygen as possible. That's not true. When you breathe in and you feel that you can't breathe in anymore, I want you to just take a few sips of air. You know, when your lungs are, when you've really pulled in all that air, just go like this. Until you can't breathe in anymore, we're going to hold the breath just for a few seconds and then release through the mouth in the same way that you would fog a mirror. We know how to fog a mirror, right? It's important that you breathe out this way as opposed to, because by breathing out like you're fogging a mirror, you're going to not only release all the air from your lungs, but also from your abdomen. Now, just like we took those little bit of sips, I want you to, when you breathe out and you think all the air has left you, then try to breathe out just a little bit more. Push out the air and you should feel your abdomen contracting. Okay. Once all the air is out, stay there in that moment just for a few seconds, and then we'll do it again. We're going to do this 3 times. So let's do this together. And you can, once again, you can do this with your eyes open or closed, whichever way you feel the most comfortable. Breathe in with me now, taking that first deep in breath. And hold. Now release. And stay there. Breathe in. And hold. and release. And stay there. One last in breath. And hold. And with this last in breath, I want you to say quietly within your mind, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. And stay there. Now let your breathing return to normal. During the pandemic, I work with one of the Tibetan Buddhist monasteries over here, and the monks came up with an exercise, which is kind of like this. The biggest difference is that during the holding breath segment, they had us hold our breaths for at first 15 seconds to 30 seconds, and it can become a little intense in doing this. But you might want to try it sometime. It's a nice challenge. And the great thing about doing this breathing exercise is that our lungs are literally elastic. And the more you do this, the more you practice this, you can increase your lung capacity, your ability to bring in more oxygen. I'm going to offer you an alternative to this. This is a wonderful practice for when you're feeling stressed, feeling anxious, you're not feeling well, you're facing some kind of challenge. But it's not something that you would probably feel comfortable enough to do in front of someone else unless they're doing it with you. This is where this variation comes in handy. It's a practice, the same practice that you can do actually in front of anyone. And most people will not know that you're doing this. We do this with our eyes open. And we start out the same way. We breathe in through the nostrils. But this time, you breathe in very quietly, very slowly, until you've completely filled the lungs. We then hold the breath, once again, just for a couple of seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. And now the biggest difference. When you breathe out, I want you to imagine breathing out through a straw. Yeah, imagine a straw between your lips. And just breathe out until all the air has left you. And then we stay there. We take our time with this alternative method. Try this with me. And please remember, keep your eyes open for this. Even imagine that you're in a room full of people. You're in a meeting right now. And all of a sudden, you're called upon to present. And you're feeling a little bit anxious. Or maybe you're out on a date and you're feeling a little bit nervous about the date. Any situation where you know that you might get a little anxious, a little nervous, a little stressed. Let's try this together. Taking that first deep in breath. And hold. Now breathe out through that straw. And stay there. Breathe in. And hold. Breathe out. And stay there. And you can do it again if you wish. In the first method, you can do this 3 times, 3 in breaths, 3 out breaths. You could do it 4 times, 5 times. I don't recommend that you do it more than 5 times. Some people might get a little lightheaded doing it beyond five times. The alternative method, the one we just did, you can do this as many times as you want. There's no side effects, no downside to it. I love the second method because you literally could do this within any situation, in front of just about anyone, and most people will not know what you're doing. And chances are, if someone knows what you're doing, they're a meditator, and they might give you a smile, a little thumbs up. So those are our breathing exercises. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'm happy I could give this to you guys. And we're now going to go into the meditation. So, and for anyone that misses this, I'm going to get a copy of the session over to Linda so she can share the copy, because I know we were really supposed to go from 3 to 3:15, and it's almost 3:15, but we're going to go to just about 3:30 now, and I hope that's okay with you guys. So I'm going to share my screen with you guys. Meditation is a practice. It is intended to be done on a daily basis. You could do it for 5 minutes, 10, 15, 20, 40 or more minutes. How long you do it for is entirely up to you. When I first started this type of meditation, practicing this a little more than 17 years ago, I just did this for 5 minutes each day. I literally woke up, got out of bed, and went to sit. I didn't check my phone. I didn't read the paper, look at the TV. I went right to sit, and I set my phone for 5 minutes and just meditated. And after doing this for about 5 or 6 days, all of a sudden I wanted to sit for 6, 7 minutes. Finally, after 2 weeks, sitting for 10 minutes. And I found that I didn't feel obligated to sit. I looked forward to it. This is a very ancient practice. Some dated back to 5,000, even 10,000 years ago. If you date it back to when the historical Buddha was around, that was 2,600 years ago. Has meditation changed? Not really, but maybe we've actually gotten better at it because we understand it. We understand how to do it, what we're looking for. In meditation, you first sit, or you can lay down if you need to. You rest your hands gently on your thighs, your knees. You bring the back upright and let the shoulders drop. Notice if there's any tension in the shoulders and just let them drop. If you're like me and you slouch a little bit, pull your shoulders back, press the chest forward. Let yourself feel that you're in a very proud posture. The head should be centered, chin slightly down. The eyes can be closed, partially open, or completely open. It's your choice. Once we've brought the body into an appropriate posture, we do a quick body scan. We bring our attention down to the lowest point in our bodies, down to the feet, and gently wiggle the toes. And then we take that awareness and very slowly bring this up the body. And just look for any signs of discomfort, tension, or tightness. If you notice it anywhere, go to it. Make small adjustments, small physical adjustments to bring your body into comfort, into ease. If there's any part of the body where there's discomfort that you cannot make a physical adjustment to, bring your focus to that part of the body and imagine that you can use your breath to remove that discomfort. Imagine that discomfort as a mist or a smoke. Give it whatever color you wish, white or black or red, purple, whatever works for you. And then take a deep in breath and imagine pulling that mist or smoke away from your body. And then free yourself of this. Release. And then stay there. Notice if this has had any effect. And do it as many times as you need to until you start to experience some relief. Once we're confident that the body is comfortable, somewhat relaxed, we then bring to mind the reason why we wish to meditate. You set within your mind what's called an intention. It's a simple statement regarding what you seek. Most of us seek to remove something from our bodies and our minds, or to bring something to us, to our bodies or minds. Here are a few examples. I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be confident. I wish to be happy. I wish to remove stress. I wish to remove anxiety. These are only examples. And think in this moment about something that you seek within your life. And create that short, simple statement regarding what you seek. Bring this to your mind. We next turn to the breath. And it's the same breathing that we do thousands of times a day. We gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. When breathing for meditation, we don't hold the breath between the in-breath and out-breath. We simply breathe in, breathe out. But we do stay there when the breath has left us, just for a second or two, to notice the effect of the breath on the body and the mind. On a daily basis, if you sit just for 5 minutes and do what we've done, sitting, taking our posture, making sure that we're comfortable, setting an intention, and then breathing, you will find within a very short time period that you start to develop new habits. You'll find that the mind becomes calmer. You're able to be in any situation without your mind being hyperactive. You can sit in the presence of that person that agitates you. You can sit in the presence of a situation that agitates you. We develop through this process called skillful means, various abilities that serve us in work and at home. Stay with your breath in this moment and just let it do what it does so beautifully, so naturally. Just breathe in and breathe out. Maybe even noticing when you breathe in what you're thinking about, and imagining that you could take whatever thoughts are swirling around in your mind and taking those with your in-breath and then releasing them with your out-breath. You don't have to fight with this. Don't have to fight with your thoughts, with this process. Just do what comes naturally to you. Just breathe in and breathe out. And you'll start to notice very short periods of calm, stillness, peacefulness, reconnecting with our natural states of mind. And as you do this, you develop the ability to prolong those periods. We're going to take a short journey now to a place that I love to bring people to. And I think most people love to go to this place. Come with me now to a beach. A beach you've once visited. A beach that you've visited many times. Or a beach that you've always wanted to go to. Imagine yourself standing on the beach in your bare feet. And gently wiggle your toes. And as you do this, imagine feeling the sand between your toes. Imagine feeling the temperature of the sand. The sand is nice and warm and dry. And begin to walk with me on this beach, slowly, one foot after the other, from heel to forefoot, feeling the sand pressing up on the arch of your foot. Becoming aware of all the elements that surround you. First noticing the sun above you, warming your body. Breathe in and feel the sun warming your body. We continue walking and taking a deep in breath to smell the air around us. As we breathe in, smell the ocean, smell the beach. There's a saltiness, a brininess to the air. The air is clean, pure, beautiful, health-giving. Now turn your attention to the sense of sound, sense of hearing, and listen to the ocean. Listen to the waves as they come crashing onto the shoreline, and then the water returning to the ocean. Listen to the power of the ocean in these waves. But then notice when the water returns to the ocean, there's a calm, a peacefulness, a stillness. There's a circular pattern of the sound increasing to a thunderous moment, and then it dies down into peacefulness. Many of us have sat on the beach for long periods of time and watched the ocean, watched the waves, and listened to it. It's almost hypnotic. It's almost as if there's something familiar about it. Notice your breath in this moment. Maybe you can notice that the breath is in some ways like the ocean, some ways like the waves. With your in-breath, it's like the power of the water curling onto the shoreline. And with the out-breath, the water returns to the ocean in stillness. See if you can notice that circular pattern in your breathing. when we sit in meditation and simply focus on the breath, after a period of time, the body becomes very still, very calm, very relaxed. The mind calms. It doesn't become completely silent, but the volume in the mind gets turned down, and we can start to notice the mind settling. Notice any elements of calm, stillness, peacefulness within your body and mind in this moment. These are signs that you're meditating. We're going to end our meditation now by taking a nice deep in breath. Please breathe in deeply. And breathe out. And bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly begin to open them and become fully present.